Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire Satsang podcast, as we like to call it, is being recorded and aired for January 28th, 2023. And we got a corker today. This is a very personal one for me, and it is due to a listener who has been with me. Her name is Jean. She has been with me for 20-some years listening to Aspire, and she is a sponsor, and she's very, very kind. And she has a really wonderful question for me, and I'm going to share it with you as best I can. Her question really is very simple. Why do you hate women? You seem to put them down a great deal. Can you please explain? I don't put anyone down at all. It all depends on how you want to hear things. And you have to understand, Jean, you're a woman. So you're going to hear it differently than a man. And a man's going to hear things differently than a woman. And not only that, all of you are going to see and listen and take things basically the way you do, because you're not real students. So you have to understand my premise. I am a teacher of consequence. That's my job as a spiritual teacher. It's what I realized going into my profession and my own inner work that I share with you in everything that I do, from podcasts to commentaries to discourses, TV programs. Everything I do, I share with you about my own process. So if that is understood, then you have to look at your approach to what I'm doing, your approach to what I'm trying to teach. I don't think the gravitas of what I'm trying to offer is important to most people. I don't think they get it. I don't think they see the relevance of it in their own life. And frankly, women don't see it at all. I have never had a really good woman student. Reason being, too emotional, too caught up in their DNA. And until you understand the idea that a spiritual work, a spiritual teaching cannot be based in the premise of human concepts, human mind, human mental acuity, until you really, really understand that, until it becomes very clear that the human cannot receive the divine, you're going to have difficulties, real difficulties. So I am here not to put people down, as you put it, Jean. I'm not that kind of person. What I'm here is to show you the blocks, the things that negate your effort to move along spiritually. But what people want is what is pleasant to their ego, pleasant to their emotionality. And so when I am talking about deficiencies in a person or difficulties that a person may have, I am not putting them down. And that's the problem with women. Your question answers your question. It is taken very personally with women. They want to be important. They want to be essential. They think deep inside themselves that those private little impulses, things that they are impulsed to believe about themselves because they have a womb, is more important than anything in the world and should be honored and respected and all of that, even though we're in overpopulation and we're suffering from it. People can't see that. Basically, we are blind. Although we have eyesight, we are blind, and we are blind emotionally and intellectually. Our mental acuity is based around satisfying the emotionality of us, not the realization of who and what we really are. Women don't wear clothes, for instance. They wear costumes, and they're always out trying to compete with other women and trying to vie for attention and respect from other women via their sexuality. And so all of this comes into play in a woman who is sitting down trying to meditate. And it is very difficult for them. They do not see their own futility very well because they're trying to survive. And they want to be the hub of their family and the hub of life. And they don't want to be wrong, and they can't be wrong. And this goes on and on and on. This is all in their DNA, because in their DNA, they're bred and made for making families, babies. And they have no problem doing it. They don't care really what impact that has upon the earth. They just simply don't care. They just want to fulfill their biological needs. And because of this, they don't make very good students. They really don't. So Jean, you know, I've never met you. You've never come to meet me. I appreciate your support and everything. I think that is wonderful, and it helps other people. But do you really grasp the whole effort of what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to teach? I think it's looked at more as a philosophy in most people, men and women. And men have their problems. Don't think they don't. And believe me, I've had my tussles with men in the practice and their craziness. But the truth of the matter is I have better men students than I have women. And neither one of them match up very well to their own inner awakening, neither one, male or female. So you have to learn to listen to me, not as though I am doing something to put you down or make you feel bad about yourself. I'm simply stating the facts of what keeps you from your own spiritual awakening. And if that's too much for you, then that's too much for you. And it is for most women. They get easily insulted, easily hurt, because they're so very emotional and they don't realize what they're doing to themselves in the course of their own lifetime. It's like Jesus introducing Mary Magdalene into the 12 disciples, and they didn't want her there. They thought women were frivolous, and they were right in their day. They still are very frivolous with their jewelry and everything rattling around in the synagogues and keeping people annoyed by it, and their gossip and all the things they really love to do about talking about each other and yada, yada, yada. And if you go down and look at the history of women, even in the Roman Empire, looking at Cleopatra and all of the things, the antics that went on there. If you really look at the world, you will see at the core of it, although women think that it's a man's world, it's not. It's men trying to get women. Our job biologically is to pursue a woman, to impregnate her and have sex and then leave, not support, leave. After that, I've done my chore and I'm off. And that's the way it is in the impulse of the human body. My job is to show you that living by these impulses have consequences. And people don't want to see that. They just want to think, well, this is just natural. This is the way that natural body function. This is the way you... No. There are consequences. Go to the airport. See the craziness going on there. Go to the grocery store. See the craziness going on there. There are too many people on the planet. And everything is driven by the whole idea of family. And women drive that in their families, trying to make it a sentimental journey instead of really understanding what we are doing. And having the ability to make babies is a huge responsibility and should not be taken lightly or as a sport or as a kind of a wheel of chance. It should be taken very seriously. So that's why I talk about women the way I do, and I talk about men being knuckleheads. So it is equal. Believe me, it is. And Jean, if you were here, you would see it for yourself. I am here to help you advance spiritually, not emotionally, psychologically, or physically. And I hope that that helps you. I'm out of here. What a wonderful question, Jean. Thanks so much. Hope you won't withdraw your support. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, all of you, eh? Namaste.